Are You Married
Podcast. Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married. We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are reviewing the new Scream film with special guest Sean Swinger.
Yay!
Woo! I'm becoming the third partner in this marriage. One.
But yeah. First, we're just going to go around and give our initial impressions. So no spoilers. We'll do a spoiler-free initial thing, and then we'll announce when we're going to do spoilers, and then stop watching or keep watching. So,
that's true.
Sean, what did you think of the film? Love it? Like it? Okay? Hate it?
I love it. I loved it. Yeah. Yeah.
I also loved it.
Oh man, don't. Come on, Jesse. Come on, Jesse.
I loved it too.
Yay.
Woo! It was really entertaining. I think that's the thing about it. It was entertaining all the way through, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was funny.
Yeah.
Which is a part of what Scream movies should be.
Sure. And we had done a previous podcast. If people have not checked that out, they should listen to our predictions podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Predictions.
Well.
And,
yeah.
You know, when we get into our spoilers, I think we hit some of those.
We did, yeah.
I think we did, yeah.
I definitely feel like it's a Scream movie, right?
Well, it's 100%. Yeah. I think one of the predictions was it'd be very different. And we based that on the directors, you know, potentially doing something way out there. And I mean, there's some great decisions on their part, but I mean, it's 100% like a Scream movie. It's not trying to, it's not trying to be anything else really, which is fantastic. Yeah.
It was cool. And I was halfway expecting that too. Like, what are they going to do? How are they going to pull this off? Well, they're going to make a Scream movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Every 20 minutes, I was like, okay, where's this going to turn?
Yeah.
Right. And
is it going to be this?
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause there were moments where you're just like, this is where it could all change.
Right.
And it's like they, you know, it doesn't necessarily change like a 180, but it's like, there's some.
Yeah.
You know.
It didn't take away from anything. It just being like, but there was some really fun stuff in there that I actually didn't see coming.
Yeah.
And it was, if you like the Scream movies, you definitely should watch it.
There was definitely one thing, we'll go into spoilers about this, but there's one thing I kept waiting for the whole time and it didn't happen. And it's okay. It's okay.
I want to know what this is.
I was just excited to see a Scream movie in the theaters because I've never seen one in the theaters.
This is your first one?
This is my first one in the theaters.
Yeah. Have you seen all of them?
I have. I didn't see. They like re-released the first one like the same year it came out.
Yeah.
Because it was doing so well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've seen them all in the theater.
Oh sure, me too. Yeah. We're gonna try the Bloody Marys. last time they were really spicy,
but we know for a fact this mix is not as spicy.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's refreshing.
Yeah, that one's our favorite.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. But
should
anyways,
be sponsored.
I know, right? Sponsors. We need some sponsors for
Bloody Mary sponsors.
Bloody Mary mix.
Just start doing fake commercials where, like,
I would love to do
like
that.
Like halfway, like mid word, it just cuts off, and you just like do like an Audible commercial, and then stamps.com.
Cut to you like advertising something.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
We could just do fake ones.
Erectile dysfunction.
It's hard to talk about this without spoiling anything. So I think we all want to talk about things.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump into spoilers.
We're spoilers, guys.
Spoilers
we only
already?
Got like 2 minutes of no spoilers. We loved it. It's a Scream movie. Now we're going to spoil it.
So go see it. All right. Spoilers. I fucking called Jack Quaid from the moment he was cast.
Yeah.
You did.
It seemed too easy in my mind.
It did seem too easy.
For something. Yeah.
I was like, I really hope they don't because he... He does.
It just happens with actors where they can play both, and then they're in a role, and they're like, "Well, he can do both."
You know what's the one thing that was different though is when they have done that with Billy and Mickey.
Yeah,
and trying to think of, well, they've had it be like, not really with Roman,
yeah.
But specifically with Billy and Mickey, they were like there was specific stuff where they would like cut to them and they'd be looking all shifty and stuff. They don't really do that with Jack Quaid. There was one moment that I remember where they kind of gave him his moment, but they didn't really do that much. So I thought he was kind of safe.
The hospital?
Yeah, there was something in there.
When they shot the ghost face in the hospital, the look on his face, I was like, oh shit, he's one of those.
Because he was concerned.
He was concerned
about the ghost face.
Yeah, that's right.
Like he had a moment.
There is one look.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't get this, and I didn't even really think about this until the drive home, because I was thinking, so we literally just saw it.
We just came from the theater.
Haven't talked about anything got here.
Yeah. I was driving home, and I was like, oh, they didn't kill the person in the beginning. It's the first Scream movie.
The opening kill. Yeah. There was no opening kill.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think there is.
Yeah.
There was a lot of blood and gore for it, and you think she's dead, but right away they're like, yeah, she's alive.
She's alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kills and the gore were all really good. Maybe some of the best in the franchise.
Definitely. I think no kill was like, eh. They were all really great.
Yeah. They were all the really Dylan Minnetti Wes's through the neck.
Goes right through the
when it was like
Oh, that was so good.
So good.
Yeah.
And who wants so to tell? Okay, one of the legacy characters dies.
Oh my God.
Guys.
Who wants to say who it is?
So I mean we should tee it up with, we kinda all knew it was coming.
Yep.
We did.
There's you're kind of watching the whole thing, you're kind of wondering when.
Yeah.
And then the second, like, they basically say, come on, Dewey, let's go to the hospital. And we knew because in the trailer, you see him kind of in the hospital. Like, he looks like he's about to die. But the setup for it was perfect.
Yeah.
They're walking towards that elevator. And all I could think of is, like, why is he going to turn around?
Yeah.
And they Han Solo'd him.
Yeah.
They did the thing where he could have gotten away, but he turns around.
Yeah.
You got to shoot him in the head.
Oh, God. I think it was earned, but I was like, I was upset. I mean, me too. I was tearing up. Like, I was super choked up for a while.
I know. Yeah. Like, he's so endearing. And, like, in order to make the audience care if someone dies, you kill your endearing character, right?
No, that's true. And I think that was one of our predictions. That was,
yeah.
It was.
I think how he died double knife, right?
I did. How she was like, it's an honor.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
Not gonna lie. Yeah. They don't make you think he's gonna get out of there. Although I was holding out hope that maybe he'd pop
and
up.
And he was like, I've been stabbed 9 times. I'm a limp. I have nerve damage.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking doing any of this ever again.
David Arquette was really good in it.
He was. Yeah,
it was fantastic.
Yeah. He was super good.
Yeah.
And just how he's just drunk in a trailer.
Yeah.
Basically. And they're like, we need, I'm like, Jack Quigg's character. He called it in the first 5 minutes. I was the killer. Like, he called it. The first thing he said was, he's the killer.
Yeah. What did you guys think of the new cast, the young cast?
I really liked him quite a bit. And we had talked about this, but me and my wife had rewatched the whole series the last couple of days. And I believe you both did as well.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that stuck out rewatching them, although I like all four, they're kind of like the Scream movies are like children.
Yeah.
I can't pick favorites and I can't 100% hate one, but, rewatching 3 and 4, those were the ones where I really didn't like, I didn't really think like the new characters in those movies were as good or as endearing. Mm-hmm. And they really tried really hard in 4 to make you like those characters.
Yeah.
I didn't dislike them, but they were trying a little hard. I really like these kids almost immediately. And I think a lot of it had to do with just like good dialogue and just good kind of connections and,
You know, good script, probably a lot of good table reads, good chemistry.
Yeah.
And also when you watch Scream 3 and 4, there's so much built up to the, which one's the killer,
mm-hmm.
where half of the movie is like characters walk into a room and everybody like looks one way and then they look the other way. And like a character will like just give a random glare to like another character. They didn't do that.
Yeah.
They actually talk about it on like in a scene. They're like, well, maybe you're the killer. Maybe you're the killer.
Yeah.
Which versus is fun. Just dramatic looks at each other that don't mean anything unless they're a killer.
Yeah.
Right.
Which those, all the past Screams are filled with that where people look and look.
If I'm not going to kill you, I'm not all of a sudden just going to be like,
right.
Like staring you down. Like,
yeah.
Like you're like mid sentence, you know, do you want to go to 7-Eleven? Jesse,
get some taquitos.
No.
Also, we need to talk about, why everyone was there. The killer. Because Billy has a daughter.
Oh, yeah. So that was like one thing.
Billy had a love child, people.
That we thought that Sydney and Billy would have a kid, but it was just Billy had another lover.
Oh, he was probably banging some chick while he was with Sydney because she wasn't
putting
out.
He was probably banging a lot.
Yeah. He probably was.
Yeah. But what was cool, what I didn't expect was Billy to come back.
That was really cool.
Billy's back.
And then it was actually Skeet Ulrich in the credits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think we had joked about, one of our predictions was that they do the de-aging effect.
Yeah, and I
think we talked about maybe like there's a flashback, but I didn't expect it to be like the Dexter, whatever, Dark Passenger type thing.
Yeah, our new main character, like her Dark Passenger is her dad, Billy, that's dressed from how he was killed in the first one.
Yeah,
right. white shirt, blood holes.
Yeah, and he's like kind of like antagonizing her a little bit and, stuff and then at the end like
gives her like the
full on like shows her where a knife is
and he's like
gives her permission to
like oh, God, ghost Billy.
He's like, bitch, I'm your dad. And she's like, got it.
Yeah.
And then she just stabs the fuck out of him.
Which was really awesome.
Through his mouth, too. They had such great special effects.
Yeah.
I loved
there's really good gore, really good kills. So one thing, so when she falls to the ground at the end, she sees that knife. Was that Billy's old knife from years ago, or was that the knife that a killer dropped? Current time.
I mean, it'd be really...
It's been in the house for 26 years.
That's like was my initial thought. That was like, that's my knife from way back when.
I'm guessing most likely it's got to be a knife that was established. But yeah, like come to think of it, it's not like when someone drops a gun, like you always see exactly where the gun goes. Yeah. Like in the scene before, you see like where a gun.
I mean,
gets
it's
dropped.
Been 25 years. You imagine they'd clean the house and stuff, but
it was behind a curtain.
It was like on the floor behind a curtain. In my head, I was like, oh, is that Billy's knife?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's probably not true. It'd just be cool.
That's really fine to think about. Obviously, I'll probably rewatch this like 10 times in the next year or so.
I'm excited. I need to watch it again because there's probably some things I didn't pick up on right away because I was just really excited.
Yeah. And one of the things you texted me earlier today was you thought they might like retcon 3, but there was more 3 in this one than I thought.
I was surprised.
Randy's sister back. Yeah. Like of all the people you could bring back, they brought the actress who played Randy's sister in 3.
Mm-hmm.
So Sydney is married.
Yeah.
And has kids now, although you never see the husband. Was that, I think she's married to Mark.
Mark.
That the detective from part 3?
That's what I was talking about earlier. I was like, they're married.
I think his last name was Kincaid. Detective Kincaid. I don't know his first name.
I'm gonna you guys talk while I search IMDb.
We can go back to gore if you want.
So good.
What was your favorite kill?
The neck one I loved it because you just saw it going straight through and it was just great. I mean, it was sad that Dewey died, but I really liked the double knife and then her going, it was an honor.
I'd have to say it was a tie between, I think, Dewey's kill and then when she was killing Jack Quaid was really cool. That whole sequence was awesome.
Just
stabbing him
just multiple
a bunch and then shooting him a shit ton.
Especially coming off of Scream 3 and 4. Again, I like them, but there's not many as many iconic kills in those two movies.
Yeah.
This one kind of redeems it by every kill being just really like intense.
Mm-hmm.
And especially at the very end when she's just full on. Serial killing him.
She was serial killing him. And
there was a broad daylight kill. Have we got that before?
Yes, that's what I was thinking when they killed Judy. Like
the principal is the only one I can think of. Oh, and maybe... Well, it's not broad daylight. It's during the day.
It's during the day, but it was in a building.
Yeah.
We've never seen one broad daylight in the middle of a neighborhood. Knifing the fucking sheriff.
He was...
that was cool.
Yeah.
That was cool. She's racing to save her baby, and he's like, done.
Yeah. And I looked it up. It is Mark. Mark is the name of the detective.
Oh.
Mark
So Patrick Dempsey can return.
That's awesome. Married.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think of Dewey and Gail being divorced and him being kind of run down in a trailer? Like, it's a sad place to see him end up as, but he had a little redemption there.
Yeah, it's a sad... The sad thing about any ongoing series is that your main characters never get a happy ending. And I think we talked about that on the last one where Scream 3 at least gave Sydney a happy ending. Yeah.
Right.
And there was something really like nice about it. I remember at the time joking with my friends, like they should just take these characters and put them in different genres.
Yeah.
So after Scream 3, they should have taken Gail, Dewey and Sydney and put them in like, I don't know, an action comedy and then put them in like a love story. But it's sad that, I mean, Dewey ultimately does something great and saves people. But Yeah, he doesn't get a happy ending.
I feel like
maybe Gail will find someone else.
It was appropriate because they are. Talked about through the other ones, like in three when he proposed, like, oh, we know this isn't going to end well, but, you know, let's give it a try.
Yeah.
And she is. She's bigger than Woodsboro, and he was Woodsboro.
Yeah.
And then also, the man had been stabbed 9 times. He got issues.
Yeah.
His wife left. Like,
there's a weird kind of like true Hollywood story about if you follow their real life relationship, and Wes Craven used to joke about it. He would say, you know, they met on the first one, fell in love in the second one, got married in the third one. I think by the fourth one, I don't think they were like divorced then, but I think they were on their way to be divorced or separated. And then now they're, you know, I think they're still friends because they have children. But it's weird how it mirrors their
real life.
So someone please check on David Arquette.
Yes, make sure he's still alive. Please,
make sure he's okay.
I saw the David Arquette documentary.
That
please
was good.
Please check. Yeah, please check on David Arquette.
So what did you think about, because part of Scream is commentary on the horror of today.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense incorporating all of that.
I didn't expect that route of they were just making fun of their own movie, right? Having to bring in, they even said it like it's Star Wars. It's you got to bring in old characters.
It was meta without being like Matrix Resurrections meta.
Right. Yeah.
But they did. But the other movies did that quite a bit. I thought the actual dialogue of it was a lot more natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you called on them commenting on high art horror.
Yeah.
It's like the third sentence spoken in the movie.
Right. And she's like, I like Babadook or whatever. And he's like, really?
One of the last ones.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And then she's like, I like Babadook.
And if you think about it, bringing in Billy Loomis as like this like supernatural character, it's kind of high art horror.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. I think these directors handled it really well. I think they really did pay tribute to Wes Craven. I think he'd be proud of this one.
I mean, they named one of the characters Wes.
Yeah.
They have an entire scene dedicated to the death of the character Wes.
Right.
In which they take a shot and say, for Wes.
Right.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. What did you think of the motives of the killers? Do you think...
That's the only thing I'm going to sit on for a little while.
Yeah.
Because going back to kind of the commentary on movies, I liked it, but I don't know. Maybe it's the one thing that stuck out to me where I wanted a little more.
I feel the same. I was like, they're just wanting to make a movie again. Like it's kind of the same tale of the kind of four, how she wanted fame, and they're sick of people ruining their movies, so they wanted new ones.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's kind of comments about, we all talk about this on Reddit, and everyone ruined our movies, so we're going to make a better movie by making it the same movie, but different. And I don't know, maybe it wasn't as tight as maybe.
Like you said, kind of the same with you. I got to sit on that one.
But that's got to be the hardest part about it, especially when the bar is so high.
Right.
Because Scream 1... it's perfect. Scream 1 is like a perfect screenplay in every way. Scream 2, I think the motives and stuff are all great. And then you start getting to Scream 3 and 4 and stuff, and they're interesting, but they're just not as good as that first one. I guess it's about the journey, not the destination.
And I was really, because everyone wants Stu to come back, right? Everyone wants him to come back.
I thought Stu was from the second kill, there was this whole thing where like someone had forgotten Stu.
Yeah.
Right.
There was this weird thing where people like kept talking about Billy Loomis and someone brought up Stu, but it was more about like Billy.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking like Stu's going to show up and be like, everyone forgot me.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what I was expecting.
Yeah. Everyone's expecting that since like 2.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a really interesting choice that no, they're going to bring back Billy, who's dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming. Like, as a joke, I was like, they're going to bring him back because it's supernatural or it's time travel. But it was. But
it's a good setup if they want to bring Stu back for another one.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think it's also a good setup to continue with the new Sam character. And I really don't think you have to have Sydney in it. They probably will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Unless
you maybe kill one off, maybe kill Gale off of the next one.
Just Star Wars it.
Exactly, yeah. Basically, yeah.
What did you think of the acting of Neve Campbell and Courtney Cox in this one?
I liked it. I liked it quite a bit, yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were talking because, like, when we watched the other ones, I didn't enjoy her as much in 4.
Sydney?
Yeah. I thought she did better in, like, I watched 3 and I really enjoyed 3. And for some reason, I'd seen 1 and 2 quite a bit and I saw 4 quite a bit. But 3 I hadn't seen as often. And for some reason, I forget about it. And then I always think that Patrick Dempsey is the bad guy for some reason.
Oh,
yeah. And then when I watched it, I was like, this is surprisingly funny. And I like her character arc in that because she's like just, you know.
You know, by the end, she's like just tough and just picks up a thing and whacks Roman.
So, and I love the brother-sister fight at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. 3. That was the best so part.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
for sure.
And then 4, I just didn't enjoy her that much. Really? So I liked her.
I liked her better in this than in 4, this, for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think their characters were a little, what do you do? Here we go again. Right? Which is kind of fun. It kind of went along the line of the tone of that theory you had that they went from town to town, like, hunting Ghostface.
Yeah.
Like, they have that air about them, don't they?
Right.
They're totally, yeah.
Like, Sidney Prescott, of course I have a gun.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I guess what I liked about Sidney's character in 4 was there was that scene where she just runs out of the house and into the next house to take on Ghostface. Right. I thought that held up pretty well. And I think they've done a really good job with her character, taking her from 1 to, you know, now
for sure.
5.
Yeah.
As far as just making her tougher every time. But I think maybe with 4, I think she was in 4 less than I thought. Mm. She's definitely in this movie less than 4. But I think they earn all the characters' kind of choices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was really nervous for Sidney and Gale.
Yeah.
I know.
And then when they ultimately survive, I was like, oh man, like, I don't want them to die. I don't want to have to worry about them dying again.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I hope they're going to make more. I would imagine this movie does well, right?
I mean, it's tracking well. You never know. I mean, 4 opened kind of well and then kind of sank. So you never know. Box office is everything.
I think, though, if you compare 4 to 5, they nailed 5.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah,
before,
yeah.
Like, yeah. I enjoyed 4.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I could see why the box office went down. But this one, I think, is just going to.
Yeah, yeah. I would hope. I would hope this is very crowd pleasing. I wonder how it plays to people who, because we talked about this on the last Scream podcast, they needed to sell a movie to new audiences. And I don't think you can really walk into this as well as you could have walked into Halloween 2018.
For sure.
Without having as much kind of knowledge of the franchise.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to more people who've maybe only seen the first one or, you know, this might be their first Scream movie.
Me too. I think if you just seen the first one and this one, I think you'll be fine because everything else are kind of like little bonuses.
Yeah, you don't worry that like Randy's sister is the same actress.
So what did you think of all the little, the nods and the tie-ins to the first one? You know, you're at Stu's house.
Yeah.
That's a big one. The one douche nozzle that got killed in the alley was Stu's nephew.
Right.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, we said he was related, but was it nephew? Yeah.
Nephew.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have Randy's twin
nieces and nephew. Which were standouts. I really liked those characters.
I really enjoyed them. They were fun.
They were great.
And I love that they're like the girls just like when they're like you watching your uncle get stabbed and she's like, it's soothing. I totally, completely, 100 million percent.
Yeah.
Can relate to that because I fall asleep to Scream quite a bit because it's soothing.
Oh, sure. Sure.
She does. So, okay, what do you think about, there were a couple fake outs in the trailers that we've seen. The chrome face.
The chrome face.
Oh, and which I never saw in the trailer.
So there's a trailer where they have your normal Scream trailer, then there's a scene of a chrome face ghost face with a fucking flamethrower.
Now, and it turns out to be just a Stab 8.
A scene from Stab 8, and you don't see all of it. Like, below the chrome face, there's, like, ripped arms.
Oh, he's full on just ripped, and then he's, like, and he's walking around with other weapons, and, like, this, I don't know.
Yeah, so the chrome face you see in the trailer, if you've seen that, it's just a fake out. And also, I remember in the trailer, someone saying he's targeting killers of
Not killers.
People related. They're targeting people related to the original killers.
And I didn't hear that in the movie, did you?
It was slightly different.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't remember the exact line, but the line has changed a little bit.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So there were a couple of trailer misleads. The one was intentional with Chrome Face.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah. I liked, though, how the rules were not the rules of scary movies.
Yeah.
They were the rules to survive a stab movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not just true. Scary movies.
Yep.
Just the stab movies.
Yeah.
And dude's like, I should know.
Yeah.
He should know, but he died.
I know. Yeah. I'm still jacked from this one. I see this one again in the theater.
Oh, we're going again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked the Billy element. I thought that was really cool that they brought him back.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just a different actor. But then the credits came and it said Skeet. I'm like, that's fucking cool.
They just de-aged him.
It looked like it had that look of the de-aging kind of technology. Not that Skeet doesn't look good for his age.
I didn't think it was too distracting, because sometimes the de-aging is super distracting,
and it's done well enough where, I mean, for the most part he's in reflections,
but it was
just intense. They just did when she's driving and he's like screaming at her.
That was crazy, that was
intense. That had a pretty good jump scare. Mm-hmm. There were at least like three really good jump scares, and a really good fake out where the guy keeps opening different drawers in the kitchen
and everyone's all like,
in the audience you could hear people laughing, oh come on.
He closes the door, and he's like, I'm not even going to look outside. I'm just going to close the door.
Yeah.
And then turns around.
Yeah. I also think the whole movie was pretty intense.
It
might be because I love all the characters, and I'm like a sucker for Scream movies.
Yeah.
But like the scene with Dylan's mom, or not Dylan, the actor's name is Dylan, but it's Wes.
Wes,
the character's Wes. When his mom's racing home, I was just like, edge of my seat. Like, that was just a really good sequence.
I was expecting him to just pop out from the back of her car.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and to so in the car.
They did do a really good job at putting him in places you didn't think he'd come from.
Yeah.
You didn't expect him to be on the front porch and stab her in the middle of the day in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah. But
what did you think about so many people surviving, really? I think me and my wife on the way home were talking about like the kill count. Mm-hmm. She thought the kill count was pretty low compared to other films.
Really?
But that might be because so many people survived that you think died. But there's a lot of attacks. So like the first kill, the opening scene, she doesn't die.
Yep.
The two twins don't die, even though they're great, like kind of kill scenes. They actually don't die.
Yeah.
Because they have to do something a little different, right?
Sure.
And so we definitely have never seen an opening kill scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not being a kill scene.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't expect her to be alive.
Yeah. Well, by design, that was the lure to get people back.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, they could have killed her.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Sure.
Huh.
Yeah. I
didn't take anything away, because all the attack scenes, even that they weren't kill scenes, were really intense and they were really well done. So I didn't notice any lack of bodies.
Not at all.
I didn't either.
Yeah. I kept waiting for a third killer. I think that's my thing.
I did too. I was kind of waiting for the sister.
Yeah.
For when he, because he was like, oh, it could be your sister. It could be your sister. I was kind of waiting for, she's like, wait, no, I need my sister in the ambulance.
Yeah.
And they're in the ambulance, and then their sister just comes out and guts, she's playing the one that was not, you know. That would have been a good...
I'm just going to go ahead and say I knew it was Jack Quaid the moment he was cast, like a year ago.
Yeah.
And then as I was watching it, I just didn't know who the second one was. I was hoping it was an unseen character that, you know, maybe it was Randy or Stu or something like that.
When we were rewatching them, my wife had only seen the first one. So it was kind of her first time watching the other ones. It was crazy. I was like, who did I marry?
Watching him with someone who'd never seen them?
Right.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I texted you about this, but I don't know if my wife will watch this, but she kept calling the main characters, especially Dewey, the cuties.
So Dewdrop.
So like when Dewey dies, well, you know, you think he dies in Scream 2. She's like, oh, they killed the cuties. They're killing the cuties. So that's like our new thing.
That's adorable.
Everybody who dies is a cutie. It is super adorable. But I don't know. I don't know where I was going with
right?
that.
No, I feel so bad for Dewey because he survived so much.
Right? He did. He got stabbed 9 times already.
I know. And they say it. So,
Oh, now I remember where I was going. So Scream 2 starts and is just going off of you knowing it was Jack Quaid. The second... The very second Mickey shows up, she's like, oh, he's the killer.
That's awesome.
And I'm trying to like just play stupid.
Yeah.
And then Debbie Salt shows up and she's like, oh, she's crazy. She's the killer.
That's awesome.
So she's already seen Scream 1, so she knows the killer. Now she thinks she's the Scream expert at the end of Scream 2. And then she like goes into Scream 3 just thinking like she's going to pick them all out.
Yeah.
And she didn't. She wasn't as successful for the next two.
Who'd she pick out then for 3?
Everyone who came on screen. It was just like, oh, they're
it's
the killer.
Her.
They're
it's
the
that, killer. It's him. Yeah.
The cuties are the killer.
Right.
Even though... you basically knew Jack Quaid was going to be one of them.
Yeah.
He still did a really good job at being pretending like he wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
I know. He was
like,
great.
You just shot me. Like, yeah. I'm hiding from Ghostface. What the fuck?
Well, yeah. Right, he gets attacked. He gets shot.
Right.
Yeah.
He gets attacked. He gets shot. And he is that versatile actor. Like, he can play, like, the sweet, like, boyfriend.
Mm. Well, he's got a face of a psycho.
He does have the face of a psycho. And also a little throwback in the first one, they were like, I'd like you to be a Meg Ryan. I see you as a young Meg Ryan.
Did he say that line?
No, but his mom is Meg Ryan.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That's cool.
Funny. That's a good little behind the scenes tidbit.
I think Dewey can come back as someone else's dark passenger.
He could. Oh gosh, that'd be pretty rad. A goofy passenger. The other killer, was that Amber? Is that the Amber character?
Amber, yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was. I think so. It was the only one I was like doubting. Anyways, the other killer aside from Richie, her scene in the basement with one of the twins, that was fantastic.
That was
intense because it got me. I was like,
Yeah. I kept thinking, I don't know if I misremember this, but I kept thinking there was like a scene of the female twin like on the ground being pulled or something like that. Hmm. So I kept imagining like she's going to start going up the stairs and Amber's just going to like
yank her down.
That's cool.
And I love that they revealed a killer without the ghost face on.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
She just lifts up the gun.
When she's like, well, you're the killer. No, you can't be the killer.
Yeah.
Gosh, shut up.
Yeah.
Just shoots her in the head.
Right. Right. That was fantastic.
That was great.
One thing I was talking with her about was that actress, the other killer, she was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and kind of had a similar death where she was lit on fire in the pool.
Wow. I didn't even realize
her face was all fucked up. So she burned alive in this one.
They always typecast in Hollywood.
I really love classic. How they made fun of the high art films, but also didn't make fun of them a little bit at the end.
Yeah.
But also still did.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, and then also the stab movies
themselves
and how like, you know, oh, they fucked it up with 8. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you guys want to say anything more?
Well that's maybe the biggest tie to Scream 2. I was trying to think if there was too many direct ties to Scream 2 and the stab, like all the references to the stab movie is like directly from Scream 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they full on go to IMDb. Yeah. They go to IMDb.
Yep. Those were all the Scream 2 ones.
Yeah.
Heather Graham.
Yeah.
Heather Graham.
Yeah.
I do like that. That's their. That was the questions. Like,
yeah.
You live in Woodsboro and you don't even know these.
Yeah,
like
because their stabs are our screams, right?
Right.
Yeah. There was one other weird thing about the film is watching it without a Dimension logo.
Yeah, wasn't that weird?
Because I kept thinking, is it still like connected to Dimension, or is Dimension still at least like a producer on it, like contractually? Yeah. And it starts off with Paramount.
Yeah.
And all I could think of was Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. It went Paramount and then it went Spyglass. But yeah, you something about that Dimension logo.
Yeah.
But they sold, that company bought up a few other franchises. I can't quite remember.
Sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm going to see it again in theaters. And I think there's a lot to unpack. But I mean, bottom line is it was, I'm a sucker for Scream movies, but I think this one genuinely is like really entertaining.
It is.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It's a really entertaining horror film. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think 2022 is off to a great start. There's more. I think this year's going to be a good year for horror films.
What else is on the docket?
There's Texas Chainsaw.
Oh, okay. Is that like direct to streaming? Is that
it
what
goes to Netflix?
Netflix.
Okay. That's interesting.
There's Esther. There's the new
Evil Dead.
Evil Dead High Rise.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Hopefully.
Jeepers we'll Creepers. What else is there? There's a few other good ones.
I've never... Are the Jeepers...
Black Phone looks really good.
Black Phone looks amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Although it's one of those movies I'm afraid they've given away the entire movie in the trailer.
Right.
I don't know if you noticed that. So I really hope there's actually, like, maybe that's one of those movies where you're only seeing the first 30 minutes or so in the trailer.
I hope so. Yeah.
But I definitely feel like I saw the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it looks fantastic.
But anyways, go see the new Scream. Scream 2022.
See it multiple times so we can get another one. I know we'll probably... Because I want one soon, because regardless, we're going to get one in 10 years, no matter what.
Yeah.
Whether we get one in 3 years or not, we're going to get one in 10 years.
Let's get one in a couple of years. Let's Halloween this shit. And,
yeah.
You know, we can skip a year, then get one. Skip a year, get one.
And we're going to need a stew tie-in, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's set up for it.
I think they did, because you're right, because they kept going, like, stew? Who's stew?
Yeah.
Like, just forget about Stu?
Well, and there was that weird... You sent me it as a joke, but there was that image of Ghostface in the hospital.
Yeah.
And he's standing just like Shaggy.
Him. Yeah.
Which Matthew Lillard also played.
I'm just holding out hope that Stu is behind everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that sent them to...
He is.
To kill. That was really... Yeah. He's like the Roman behind
Well, that was the plot of Scream 3 originally.
Yeah.
That Stu was in jail. We touched on this briefly. I'd love to find that. Like, I don't think it was a full script, but Kevin Williamson wrote the version of Scream 3 where Stu's in jail orchestrating a bunch of murders in Woodsboro.
That would have been way cooler.
So we'll see.
But anyways, see the new Scream. Thanks,
see
Sean,
for
stopping by again.
Thank you for
seeing the movie.
Absolutely. We love to have you here.
Our Bloody Marys are pretty much dead, and so are we. Drink in moderation and enjoy life and death.
Bye-bye.
We'll catch you next time. Go see Scream.
Please do.